Today's Country Froggy 92.9. It's Mornings with Amber, and I have some people I need to introduce. I am so happy to welcome, first of all, Kathy, new last name Glazer. Congratulations. You got married pretty recently.
Thank you so much.
And she is from Ken in Windsor. You're catering and events manager, right?
Correct.
What else do you do?
Well, there's three other restaurants that I also cater for, which is Ken Smoke, our new restaurant, 1910 in Santa Rosa. And we also own the Publican downtown Windsor.
Lots of businesses to keep up with. And also, Michael Sicelli, you're here from Cal Fire, right? So what do you do with Cal Fire?
I'm a battalion chief. I oversee the headquarters battalion in the Mendocino unit.
Ken is going to be helping Cal Fire host a charity benefit. Michael, tell me what the charity benefit is and what that's all about.
Yeah, it's a dinner event at the Luther Burbank Center. It's called A Toast to Heroes. It's a spinoff for our Cal Fire Benevolent Foundation. We're primarily run through fundraisers, mainly golf tournaments, but we're going to be hosting at the Luther Burbank Center on Saturday, May 18th at 5 p.m. Doors open at 4:30, and then we'll have a dinner and appetizers hosted by Ken.
Woo!
We'll have a hosted bar from 5 to 9. Hen House is our title beer sponsor, and then we'll have several local wineries that will be providing reds and whites. DJ 5-0 will be playing all night at the event. This is
cool.
Our first time having a DJ. This is our second annual event. So we did it last year at Luther Burbank Center, and it was pretty successful.
Lots of fun.
You were there?
Yes.
Yeah. And we'll have Landon McPherson will be emceeing the event again. And then we have Kanani, who was a huge hit last time. Really got the crowd going, and she'll be doing the live auction and a couple other games. And then I think Ring Toss was a huge hit last year, basically throwing some rings at bottles. And then you keep but your ring.
Oh, so it's like wine and beer and
wine, beer, spirits, whatever we get donated, we just kind of throw out there and get a line, and they toss rings, and
we left with a few.
There was several winners last
year. Whose idea was that?
Well, me and my wife went to a fundraiser down in Hollywood. I was representing the foundation as one of the board members, and I took her as a plus one, and they had ring toss there, and we had a blast. So I was like, we should do that here.
That's
lots
awesome.
Of fun games for sure.
Yeah, that mainly it'll just kind of be like a get together, have a good time. We're gonna have the honor guard there. So typically our honor guard plays at funerals, so they get taxed pretty bad over the years. And this is one where they'll play as the band.
Oh, fun.
Host colors, which is a little quick little flag ceremony. And the pipers will be there, have a drummer, and then basically they'll be able to enjoy the rest of the night. So we're always happy to give back to our honor guard. They do a tremendous amount of work. And then, yeah, there'll just be some raffles, and we're going to try a new tumbler game this year with some custom wine tumblers, just trying to take off from last year.
So you said it's the second annual?
Mm-hmm.
This is the second year you've done it.
Yeah, so like I said earlier, we just basically have been run by golf tournaments, and I had suggested, you know, why don't we do something out in Sonoma County? And then when I suggested that, I turned into coordinating that. So we decided to go
That's what they said.
We decided to go with more of a dinner-style fundraiser, which turned out to work pretty well. We had some really cool turnouts. Both sheriffs from Napa County, Oscar Ortiz, and our sheriff, Eddie Ingram, showed up last year, which was awesome.
Yeah.
With Congressman Mike Thompson. So it was cool to see them come out and support. The Starks came out. It was really awesome just to see a big turnout. Guy Fieri Foundation, they got a table, sent about 10 people, and we had a blast.
We bought a table.
You bought a table?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
So is this open to the public? People can buy tickets?
Yeah, so people can go online and buy tickets at calfire.foundation and then go up into the tab and click events. And then we're down at the bottom because we're the last fundraiser this year. We have about 5 annually we put on.
Wow.
Like I said, 4 golf tournaments and 1 dinner.
Okay. That's incredible. And if someone can't go and they want to donate, they can do that as well?
Yeah. So if you go on the website, it really says what we're all about and our mission and our values and our goals. And then it also has ways you can either become a sponsor, so you can click one of the events, or you can just direct donate.
Okay, so this is like a good date night for someone, and it's for a good cause. Is there any sort of dress code? Is it like cocktail? Is it like casual? What do we think?
I think what we put out last year, I have Abby helps me with the Instagram page because I'm not that good at it. She does all the raffles and everything else, so she gets taxed enough with help, and it's like coordinating a wedding. It's a lot of work. So, yeah.
Kathy knows about that.
Wherever you can get help, you know, we totally welcome that. Anyone that wants to volunteer or help out, we put them to work. Come as you are, but if your wife keeps nagging you, cocktail attire is recommended.
Yeah. Definitely. You know, yeah. Like a nice.
We all dressed up last year. It was a lot of fun. We took a lot of fun pictures and got to visit with so many people that we don't always get a breakaway and have an evening out.
Yeah, if people want to know more about the foundation, we get asked a lot, what does the Benevolent Foundation do? They can go on the website and look, but primarily we just give out to firefighters and their families in times of financial crisis. We donate to other types of research like cancer research, things that are specific to firefighting efforts. And then we do provide assistance to burn victims. Those are kind of what's in our mission statement. For example, last year we gave out a little over $160,000 in direct assistance to firefighters and their families and $40,000 supporting others. We were able to vote and all agreed unanimously to support the 18 firefighters that lost their houses in Lahaina.
Wow.
So that was pretty cool. We've grown over the years since 2005, so we've primarily supported Cal Fire members. But being successful and, you know, raising funds. And unfortunately, but fortunately, 2017, 18, 19 were pretty bad years.
Yeah.
And so we started seeing a lot of people wanting to help out. And that's when we really started growing. And, you know, it's pretty cool to see what we can do in a disaster fire. We take a perimeter of that fire and find out who lives in there within our members. And then we contact each one and see if their house is survived or not, and if not, we cut them a check directly right then and there.
Wow.
And it's pretty quick turnaround. You know, Kevin O'Mara is our CEO and president. He gets all the requests for assistance. He punches out a quick text message to all the board members. We go into our email. We all vote. Usually within 24 hours, we have an answer for a vote, and the next day we're cutting a check.
That's incredible.
And that's a lot quicker than some of the other places with all the red tape. So it's pretty awesome to be able to help out that way.
And all the insurance claims and things like that you have to go through. And there's so many people in need, so many specific people. So it's good that you found a need within your own department, within your own community, and decided to help. And this is a great way, a toast to heroes, the Benevolent Fund. This is a great way to do it. And it's not only beneficial for you guys, but it's fun for the community to get out there and win some prizes and help out a good cause.
Yeah, absolutely. If people want to buy tickets, or they can buy a table as well. Tickets are $100. A table is $1,000 with 10 seats. They can go on the website, or if they get a hold of me, they can do that as well. And I'll direct them that way because we do sell. There's some old school people that still want paper tickets. So we just have to exchange a little bit of info and then we register them.
Okay.
But come on, have a great night. We have, you know, some support from some other local law enforcement agencies and other fire agencies that are going to be there, which is really cool to see the community get together.
I love being a part of the Cal Fire family now that Nate and I got married.
Congratulations.
Thank you. On New Year's Eve. So we were overly excited to obviously step up and help with Ken and be a part of the extended family.
Yeah. No, I remember because we met actually last year at the foundation, and then we chatted a little bit. I think my head was spinning that last year. I got one of our helpers. She had agreed to be the day of coordinator, which really helps me kind of talk to some of the guests, thank them, and kind of move around and mingle, which I'm super thankful for this year. And then we met up at the final afterwards because me and the wife didn't even really get to slow down and have a drink. So once the event was done, we were able to go out and celebrate. And then we kind of hit it off from there.
I know. All about that, working at events.
I was about to say, you're right. That sounds exactly like a wedding.
I was not expecting to be that busy. I thought, I'll have a couple cocktails and just kind of schmooze. And it was not like that at all.
Oh, my God.
Check in, a big job.
So I feel for you.
It's a big job. I agree. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in today. I really appreciate it. And I'm hoping for a wonderful turnout.
Awesome. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Again, this event is happening Saturday, May 18th at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts at 5 p.m. And you have an opportunity right now to win tickets into the event, free admission. I'm taking caller number 3. That's at 707-636-1467, 636-1-HOP. Taking caller number 3 for 2 tickets to the Cal Fire Benevolent Foundation charity event for A Toast to Heroes. So that's 707-636-1-HOP. This is Froggy.